Uganda's parliament response to the state of emergency is met with a Bible distribution. Christian radios having impact in Myanmar. And Bible Pathway Ministry supports a fledgling outreach in Mexico. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Uganda's parliament has officially declared a state of emergency in the northern part of the country due to flooding. As the country's leaders ponder a course of action, the timing of a Bible distribution project is perfect. World Bible Translation Center's Tom McGregor says, on October 8th, each member will receive their own easy-to-read English Bible at the National Prayer Breakfast.
I think that the Word of God will always be the top priority in a case of emergency and will lend strength to people and will give them the hope that they need.
The project was initially geared toward providing every teacher in the country with their own Bible. It's a massive undertaking, and support is still needed.
Prayers are always needed for being able to make sure that the teachers are understanding the overall project and how these Bibles are going to be able to help the students as well as themselves in guiding them in the paths of righteousness and truth. We have 120,000 teachers right now that do not have Bibles. And this is the second phase of this project that amounts to $480,000 to complete the project.
Next, suicide and divorce rates are rising in the U.S. military. To combat this, the Jesus Film Project has sent a surge of the film to service members, deployed or not. Major General retired Bob Dees with Campus Crusade says the goal of this initiative is so they can
hide the reality of Jesus in their hearts before they go. That's the ounce of prevention that's worth a pound of cure. And then certainly, after they come back or if they're in a challenging situation, just the knowledge of the things that they've seen via the video is very assuring and provides courage and hope during dark times.
Chaplains are excited to get the film. The ministry gets positive feedback every day, and in one case, Dee says,
they showed it on the ship, and en route to the Persian Gulf, en route to harm's way, there were sailors on board that heard the claims of Jesus Christ, and several, in fact, gave their lives to Christ as they were headed to harm's way.
Sponsors are needed to make this happen. You're listening to Mission Network News. Evangelists Sammy and Tex Tippett are headed to Brazil during the first week of October. They plan to minister in churches throughout the city of Rio de Janeiro during the week of October 8th through the 12th. Plans are in the works for Tippett to speak in three different sections of the city of nearly 10 million people. He'll be teaching and challenging believers to pray for their families. The ministry asks prayer for the families that Sammy and Tex Tippett will be ministering to in Brazil. Pray too for revival. Meanwhile, after several weeks, Myanmar's government has finally cracked down on protesters. Far East Broadcasting Company is asking prayer for the ministry and staff as they labor to bring the gospel to listeners in this Buddhist nation. They broadcast the hope found only in Christ, and the lives of Buddhist priests and monks has been changed. Says one pastor, radio is very effective, and it can go where preachers cannot and speak many languages. Pray for strength and wisdom. And Bible Pathway Ministries' Al Jocelyn says a translation relationship has blossomed into an opportunity to get involved with a fledgling ministry in North Carolina. Called the Wilderness Hispanic Mission, Bible Pathway is making it easier for Pastor Charles Alonzo to focus on a long-range goal for evangelizing Hispanics.
They're helping to build the orphanage and also train national people there in Mexico to be evangelists and pastors to their people. And this has been a proven method to be able to win people to Christ.
Alonzo bought 8 acres of land in Mitchell County, North Carolina, with the dream of building a church and a missions training facility. They also saw the need to share the hope of Christ with a growing number of orphans in Mexico.
We are partnering with him to try to help to develop that piece of property to accomplish the orphans' help and to start that little school up so that we can help find people who are called by God to minister to their own people.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also now receive MNN Daily at your personal email address, and it's absolutely free. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.